News release. Department of Housing, Infrastructure and Communities Canada. Blind River. A federal investment of $160,000 to the town of Blind River, through the Rural Transit Solutions Fund, will support the purchase of a new bus. This investment will improve the town's public transit, a crucial service for residents in the rural community who rely on the bus to access essential resources and services. It will provide consistent and dependable transportation for those without access to private transit, offering greater independence and convenience. This support not only strengthens the community's infrastructure but also ensures that residents, regardless of circumstance, can access the basic services they need to thrive. Quotes: Our government believes in public transit. So many people depend on quality transit to get to where they need to go on time, and this funding will make a difference for transit users in Blind River. The Honorable Nathaniel Erskine Smith, Minister of Housing, Infrastructure and Communities. The town of Blind River is incredibly grateful for the Government of Canada supporting our new accessible bus. Our council is in full support of initiatives that ensure residents can access grocery, medical, and social appointments safely. Thanks to this generous funding, Blind River's handy transit will continue to provide an affordable and reliable service to those who need it most. We hope our drivers will be equally as excited this fall when our new built-to-order bus arrives. Sally Hagman, Mayor of the Town of Blind River. Quick facts. The federal government is investing $160,000 in this project through the Rural Transit Solutions Fund, RTSF. The town of Blind River is contributing $40,000. The RTSF supports the improvement and expansion of locally driven transit solutions by helping residents of rural, remote, indigenous and northern communities conduct their day-to-day activities, like access services, go to work, school, medical appointments, and visit loved ones. A minimum of 10% of RTSF's funding is allocated to projects that benefit Indigenous populations and communities. Through the capital stream, eligible applicants can apply for a federal contribution of up to $10 million to help cover the cost of capital assets, which includes purchasing vehicles and supporting infrastructure, e.g., bus stops and charging stations. Housing, Infrastructure and Communities Canada, HICC, is accepting applications to the capital project stream. Applications must be submitted by Tuesday, March 4, 2025, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and Tuesday, April 8, 2025, 3 o'clock Eastern Daylight Saving Time, from Indigenous applicants. For more information, please visit the Rural Transit Solutions Fund website. 1 in 5 Canadians live in rural communities. Rural communities in Canada account for nearly 30% of the nation's gross domestic product. The RTSF complements Canada's strengthened climate plan, a healthy environment and a healthy economy. Through the plan, the federal government has committed to providing federal funding for public transit in support of making clean and affordable transportation available in every community. The new Canada Public Transit Fund, CPTF, will provide an average of $3 billion a year of permanent funding to respond to local transit needs by enhancing integrated planning, improving access to public transit and active transportation, and supporting the development of more affordable, sustainable, and inclusive communities. The CPTF meets the needs of communities of all sizes, from large metropolitan areas to mid-size and smaller communities, including rural, remote, northern, and Indigenous communities. Since 2015, the federal government has committed over $30 billion for public transit and active transportation projects. These historic investments have resulted in close to 2,000 projects across the country. Associated links: Rural Transit Solutions Fund, Strengthened Climate Plan, Housing and Infrastructure Project Map.